Got arrested.
Got arrested.
Come on, come on.
It's the Aristocrats.
Yo.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I'm Big Slam Vader, and I'm changing the card right now.
Steve.
It's in the bag.
Number one, and Steve number two.
Hey, you got your butthole reattached yet?
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
You're like,
wish I could say yes.
Yeah.
He's waiting on Patch Adams for that.
Wow.
Patch Adams.
Be waiting a long time because that guy's fucking dead.
It is May 10th.
Derek is Patch Bottoms.
Happy, Happy Cunts Day. I mean Mother's Day.
And it is. It is the 4-year anniversary of the return of the show.
Oh shit.
Yes.
The return.
It was like May 8th or May 11th or something like that.
Matt, did you
right around this time.
Matt, did you tweet out the link that we're live on the
What? I don't even remember what the link is.
We got like one or two people I want to hear.
He doesn't care.
Well, if you go to aristocratsradio.com, there is a link. If you go to Facebook, there's a link. And there's a chat room and all kinds of good shit. You can listen to it. We are
no longer on the Pimp WE network.
We have our phone line up, 732-361-CRAT. What are the numbers for that? I don't even remember.
2236 something.
Nah,
look at your phone.
Look at your phone, assholes.
I'm bringing it up now.
Huge.
Wow.
732-361-CRAT if you want to call in. We didn't even advertise the show, so I doubt anybody's going to listen.
Oh, different.
But they will when you post it. Oh, when they hear fucking Steve Unemployment fucking number one is here.
Unemployment number one.
Waiting in your welfare line.
Oh, man. So how does it feel to be on the unemployment line with the rest of your family?
It's stinky.
It's like stinky. A family reunion
it's
going
stinky.
There.
It's stinky.
It's stinky.
There's, so, Steve, number one, you lost your job.
Yes.
Any particular reason?
I got fired.
For...
I don't want to really disclose that, but...
Wait till the courts settle it.
Kind of being an asshole, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To customers?
No, another employee. This cunt that I banged.
Oh!
Jesus.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah. She
that
really...
I banged.
How do you starve a Steve number one?
Oh, boy.
Find his work.
What?
Who stands under his work boots?
All right. You've had too much to drink, which means like 3 beers, which is embarrassing. He had a Bloody Mary and 2 beers at Applebee's, and that was it. And he's wasted.
Wasted.
Even Matt can drink like 10 fucking sweet teas and fucking...
10,
yeah, good
10
song, by the way.
Sweet teas.
Johnny Paycheck.
Stevie Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
Matt would literally break the record of pissing if he had 10 sweet teas.
That's what I said, too.
What?
This is one of your favorite groups.
Johnny Paycheck is fucking the man.
Derek kind of likes it.
He does like it. Derek likes
it's
good
very
music.
Bassy. It's got a good bass line.
And it's got
weird, it's very bass-centric.
Weird, non-serious lyrics.
Oh, it's got a harmonica. I hate it.
Only Alanis can play harmonica, dude, right?
Whoops.
Yes.
And,
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler.
Which I like Blues Traveler, and Steve hates. His job
and shove it. He also likes Scorpion and fucking The Police.
So what?
The Police.
Sold more records than you ever will, you fat fuck.
So how long ago did you lose your job, if you don't mind
That was
asking.
In March. That was March.
March of Dimes.
Late March.
So almost coming up in 2 months.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've been kind of dark ever since.
Take this job and shove it.
I've been sleeping in, getting drunk.
He's become a ne'er-do-well.
You are exactly what you want to be.
With what money?
Okay.
Steve, well, you made it.
I had a 401k.
Okay.
So I was able to roll that over.
In a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I was able
you're supposed to spend that when you're 65.
I'm not going to live that long, pal. I don't know if you fucking met me before. So I'm not worried about it.
I'm not going to live that long, pal.
So I rolled that
buddy.
Over. Hey, buddy. So I rolled that over. I've been milking that. And you know, I got paid out for vacation time and shit. So, you know, if I was going to get canned from any job, it was a pretty good job to get canned from.
Right.
Not like, you know, working at... A gas station or something.
I mean, well, I guess you can't really say. I guess you're if you're fired, you're are or aren't eligible for
No, I'm gonna get it. You get like penalized.
No, it's the other way around. If you quit a job,
if you quit a job, you're not eligible.
Yeah, I have to. But if you get fired for certain reasons,
I
had to have a phone interview and I got penalized, so I can't collect until like next week.
Yeah.
So. Right.
You gotta wait till the weather gets better.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta wait till it's like, you know, 80 degrees.
Now, Steve, when you left, did you rip out of there on your bike?
Dude, I wish. I actually had Matt's car.
What?
Yeah. I actually was driving his car. Remember?
With the paint peeling off?
I know. I was actually considering when the guy followed me out, I was gonna be like, walk to another car and then wait till he went back in and go to a different one. So he didn't think I was
Steve's dead. Walking out to his fucking Matt's Cavalier. Two-door Harley Davidson fucking jacket on.
Two-door Cavalier.
And his Scully.
Two-door Cavalier I barely fit into.
Bad to the bone playing.
But at least Matt is good enough to lend me his shit.
Yeah.
Unlike you dirty scumbag.
Right.
But Matt was in, like, Virginia.
I'll see you later.
Hang on. I gotta
didn't need this job anyway.
I got to text my friend Matt. He's going to pick me up.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
I'm getting the hell out of here, dude. I don't need you.
I just picture like the Homer Simpson, like.
Yeah. Well, basically what happened, Matt was in Virginia. He was in Atlanta and he had his other vehicle. So when he came back, I was like, yeah, I got fired by him. He's like, oh, cool.
Matt with the best reaction.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I'm gonna need a ride to Apple Jacks.
They're like, you're fired. Get off the property. I'm like, hey, can I get a lift?
Do you mind calling me a cab?
Hey, do you mind if I wait for a bus?
Oh my god.
This song's actually pretty ripping.
No, it's not.
It's got a lot of bass. Derek likes it.
But yeah, no. I've actually never been fired from a job before. It was kind of embarrassing. And shitty, but...
Well, you were completely set up.
Yeah, well, I was...
You had to be, like, framed...
Yeah.
Like, in like a...
I got the screw job! Yeah. It was the Ocean Township screw job! But,
Wow! Wow!
But I was very unhappy there anyway, so I'm hoping that maybe this is for the better.
Right.
So.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to post about the show, but it's got no signal.
Didn't I put you on the thing?
It's not doing shit.
I had like 2x before, by the way.
It's not doing shit. I got full. I got full signal.
I only have 3G, by the way.
Full signal 4G, but I'm not getting anything.
Hang on a second. I'll put in the code right now.
Oh my god, you and that noise! I'm gonna kill you. He's been doing that all night,
Matt. With your beard, by the way, you look like fucking Mattis Yahoo.
Who?
Mattis Yahoo.
Mattis Yahoo.
That Jew rapper.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
What is it? Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu?
Fucking Benjamin Disraeli.
What is
Benjamin Netanyahu?
It's Mattis Yahoo. You had it right.
No. I'm just throwing in Matt's name, though. Mattis Yahoo.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know who that is.
He's Jewish.
Oh. Okay.
That beard's getting bossed, though.
It's pretty fucking serious.
All right, well.
You better not stop letting it grow. You know how good that would feel, rubbing your balls?
Rubbing your balls.
Oh, look at
wow,
that.
Look at all that laughing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at all that sound effect.
Beat the bills. What, it stop recording?
Yeah, it stops when it does that. I don't know why.
Stops when it does what?
Oh, Matt is getting pissed.
Like the TV shuts down? I don't know.
Kevin broke it.
I don't know.
Matt hates technology.
I hate shit that don't work.
Oh, Matt, I need to answer.
So you like Obama?
Nobody can give me an answer to this question.
Oh boy.
All right, Mattipedia. Why do the mics smell so bad when I fart on them? Like, does it filter into this like, these little holes, and you get pure fart dust? You never noticed that?
He didn't even acknowledge it. He just looked away, as if you weren't there.
Dude, farts on mics smell worse.
That's upset that the things aren't working on the TV.
Yeah.
How long has it been
I'm
since
still
it stopped
recording here?
It's fucking flat out derailing the show. So
we're still good?
Yeah, we're still good.
No, we're completely golden.
Then let's not look at it. Let's talk about some news or something.
I'd like to have internet access. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Why don't you use my sweet droid? Because it's probably better.
Why
than
don't
your
you
phone.
Post about the
dude,
show.
Matt? How much do you want to not be friends with Steve because of his phone?
This phone is great, by the way.
Derek, his thing still goes droid.
So what's wrong with that?
Droids. That's what Ryback's phone is up. Oh, wrestling.
Steroids.
Aroid.
Yeah. I'm only rocking a sweet 3G right now, so rocking I can't even load.
That's because that's your max your phone can do.
No, I got 4G, dick.
Whoa.
All right, so I got ustream.tv/channel/aristocratsradio.
.org.com/
I wish that was, I wish that was the main page.
Wow.
Huh?
Just link to the main page because I have it up on the front page with the chat room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Rock a status there, man. Go ahead. Put a status there.
On your account?
On my phone.
Hey, Steve, you do know that they have created this thing called LTE, right?
Who are you? Yeah, me, right. And Matt, me and Matt are talking serious.
I'm George Jetson, apparently.
Bum, bum, ba, dum.
What was the dog's name?
Astro.
Astro.
I don't know what to put. That's why I'm not putting anything.
I'll just put a link to the show and say, I don't listen to us, be funny, suck it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Just join us live right now as we make fun of everything, maybe even you.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, Matt's got the catch line.
There's Steve driving by with his new phone.
Let's see if this tweet happens.
That was me leaving work.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Me.
Steve is unemployed.
It's in the bag.
Steve's now unemployed.
In the welfare line.
Jane, just kidding. No wife.
Yeah, you just got a few times it'll kick over.
Do me a favor, just kick it.
Just give me a push down the hill.
For the record, my car starts right up.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that was, we're just making fun of
it. Yeah, it's more on Steve's luck than anything.
Yeah, like I made this big, like I didn't, but I was thinking about big. Like, hey, you know what? Fuck you. And I'm walking out like, I don't need this. And there it goes.
Wow.
Stalled out.
Okay.
It could be worse, Steve. You could still be driving a Sunbird.
That thing was awesome.
In your world.
No. And you wanted to be in it every minute you could.
Wow. No.
Yeah, actually. Actually, no, because I always had a hot slut in it.
No, part of me hoped that you were in the car when a drunk driver hit it.
That happened.
I know.
All right, let's go. We got any news stories going?
Emails?
Giving up that quick?
Oh.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, fat ass.
You think it could crunch any louder? I can still eat out of this one.
Pork rind?
Pork rind.
It's in the bag.
Oh, my God.
Well, yep.
So, we have the...
That was moist.
The best pizzas.
Pizzas?
Fast food pizza.
Oh.
Fast food pizza? Like Pizza
Hut? Yeah. Like Papa John's, Sbarro's, Little Caesar, Pizza Hut.
Sbarro's is considered fast food?
Sbarro's is fucking good, though, I will admit.
I'm sorry, chain. Like chain pizza.
Okay.
I would say chain.
Sbarro's is a chain.
They're completely different than... They're not fast food.
Well, none of them are really fast food pizza.
I think everyone can agree that.
There's like that kind of
pizza. If anything, Little Caesars is now fast food. Yeah, absolutely.
Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, those are fast food pizzas.
I wouldn't say so because Pizza Hut makes everything.
They're fast food pizza.
As you order it, they make it.
Oh, I know. Papa John's is the
worst. It's not real pizza, though.
Why not?
It's not.
How?
It's not real pizza.
How is it not?
It's not real
pizza.
Hey,
that's not real pizza. It's not like tossing dough.
Make
that's
no mistake
pizza,
about
right?
it. I fucking love the shit out of it.
Love the shit out of it.
He will eat but a stuffed crust in
I mean,
front of you.
None of them is, are real pizza.
It is not a real American pizza. It's
if
a
you
chain.
Don't if you don't toss your pizza, it's not real.
It's or really salad. Yeah, that's the basically bottom line is yeah. If you don't toss it,
yeah. I think Sbarro does toss their pizza. No, they
real.
Are a chain. Technically,
they have real, they have
no.
real
Look,
like.
Here's
chefs.
The
Didn't
difference.
They like go out of business?
No, they're still
around.
There's live and direct live.
There's one. Here's there's
the
one on
difference.
The Parkway.
The
Woodbridge
is,
Mall, Freehold Mall. They're all there.
Freehold
Mall
still there. That's right.
Absolutely.
I used to eat there
it
every
moves,
single
but it's
time.
Still there.
Every single time I would go to the food court and play UMK3,
and it shows.
Yeah. So
skinny then.
That's true.
So yeah, here's the difference. If the pizza's made on a conveyor belt, it ain't real fucking pizza.
Like Pizza Hut, we work there, yeah. So it's made in a dough mixer,
yeah.
And then it's pre
and it's on the goes on the roller
it's pre-panned. Mm-hmm. Well, it's pre-panned. It's put in a pan with oil. So it sits. You know,
it's
it's
almost like the Auschwitz of pizza making.
Yeah. You bake them up nice, you gas them a little bit, and then they're ready to go.
In the oven, and
if it's not going in a closed oven, it's not real pizza.
Right.
Yeah. And then it goes through the little roller, so.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's really delicious, but it's not real what people would consider.
Which one's really delicious?
Matt likes all of them.
Any of them.
Papa John's,
really,
Papa John's. I think they're pretty good.
I don't like them. Too sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had Sbarro. I don't even know what that is.
It's just like a.
I've seen the symbol.
We've had it in the mall. Absolutely.
It's like Villa Pizza.
I've never had it.
It's in a mall.
Yeah. And I haven't had a Little Caesars since seriously like 87.
Domino's is like heavy salt. It's very salty.
It's
really good when you're drunk and high.
They have improved the formula as in recent time.
I definitely, you're going to shit a brick when you're done.
But you know you are.
It's good when you're drunk. Absolutely. It's one of the best drunk foods you can have.
Or if you're dead, you could be pouring a brick.
You could be.
Little Caesars is it's
haven't had it in so long.
It's in its own category. It's very good. Just very good.
Yeah, well, now they have a bacon wrapped pizza. I mean, how fat do you have to be?
Don't make fun of Matt.
I know. And he's had it, but like, who comes up with that? Like, you know what this pizza needs? Bacon wrapped in it.
No, I've never had that.
I thought you said you had it.
No, I haven't. I've seen it, but I've never had it.
It's like Bigfoot. I saw it, but I didn't touch it.
He's seen it in the mirror as he ate it.
I seen it.
I done seen it, but I never touched it.
And then in Papa John's. All their sauce just tastes like there's
it's garbage.
Tastes like there's maple syrup in all of it, and it's gross.
I know, and it gives you straight diarrhea.
Yeah, oh, or gay diarrhea.
Instantly.
Yeah,
Instaria.
So, pretty much in our area, all we have is Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Little Caesars is supposed to be coming back, but I don't know.
Pizza.
Matt's working on the petition.
Yeah. I'll get it, guys. Don't worry.
I want a White Castle with a Little Caesars inside.
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
Goodness.
I thought in Port Monmouth there was supposed to be a White Castle.
Imagine that.
I just heard that they're finally doing it now.
They're closing the deal.
I actually heard that's true. Yeah. They're finally doing it.
I heard it like two days ago.
Right. Until I heard it on the internet.
Yeah. Really? What'd they say, Derek?
87% of what you
heard. Very important information, because I was driving to White Castle the other day and I was like, God damn it. Why does it have to be so far away?
Why can't there be a Little Caesars and a Dairy Queen inside of this?
No, I just heard it from my aunt. She said they're finally putting one there.
Nope, there you have it, folks.
That's
judge, jury,
that
executioner.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay.
Why can't I have like a black guy on a bike deliver me my White Castle at Yester Cane's?
Why does it got to be a black guy?
Because who else would do it?
Mexicans?
Wait, what?
Wait, huh?
Damn.
But, yeah. And then there's, what else? There's no other gimmicky pizza chains around?
Well, according to this list, they marked them.
Okay. What, the top 10 worst?
Top 5, I guess.
Okay.
Like best?
Yeah.
Tastiest?
Yeah.
Please, just tell me Papa John's isn't one.
No, Papa John's is 5.
Good. They should be 50.
It says, so I don't know how they did this. I'm not going to read the whole goddamn thing, but I guess they ordered from each one. The parameters of the test were simple. Order one large pie with half pepperoni from each store, delivered if available, the taste of each one individually, blah, blah, blah. So I guess wherever they were, they ordered them and they whatever. They marked them all down. So Papa John's delivery took 37 minutes, lukewarm, ordered off the website, $21.15. That's how much it cost. $2.64 per slice.
Ooh.
Pepper and garlic dipping sauce comes with every pie. Yuck. Yeah.
Garlic dipping sauce is fucking delicious.
Yeah, it is. It's like, how much popcorn can you eat, you know?
Wow.
Well, so is John Taffer going to do like a fucking bar rescue of Papa John's?
That took you 34 minutes to deliver that pie. That's unacceptable. People on average eat 2 more slices when it comes in 35 minutes. Lukewarm. You don't deserve that time, this goddamn food. Maybe I don't want to save your damn pizza.
And straight up, Papa John must have had Botox. Because you ever notice in the commercials his face doesn't fucking move?
Yeah.
And why has he got all this like black basketball players in the commercial.
Because his face is full of Papa John's.
And he's like the worst actor in the world.
Like,
hey, I'm going to throw a football at you. Oh, like, I'm going to catch it.
Like Peyton Manning is way better. He looks like Michael Corleone to fucking pick up
your For every
game.
Football I catch, I'll give a free pizza. Are you sure about this, John? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
They always do that thing if they score however many, if they win so many games or whatever.
Papa John's
and then as soon as they
pizza.
Start winning the games, they stop running the commercials.
Yeah.
And then the site's like, magically shut down. Like, oh, we're having a server problem.
And you go to Papa John's the next day and it's a closed for renovation.
PapaJohns.com. Just kidding, .org.
They go there that night and all the lights are closed and they're hiding behind a counter. We're not here.
Oh my God.
Papa John's is a registered trademark of just kidding.
All right, so what's number four?
Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Took 60 minutes.
Yes.
Garbage.
Delivery, terrible. We ordered once from Matt's place of work where there's a Pizza Hut kind of close but kind of far.
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes away.
It could be crowded, though, like on the road it's on. Hour and a half.
Yeah.
True.
That was the absolute worst.
It came up. The pizza was so cold.
But how many did you order?
No, it was for like a bunch of us because it was,
it doesn't matter.
Like five of us. It doesn't matter if one person ordered. It should be fucking at least decently warm.
I'm saying one person. Like if you ordered 17 pies,
longer. It was like one pie, some wings, and breadsticks.
So the cooking time on it is max 15 minutes.
Yes. Ice cold. Terrible. That was the worst experience I ever had.
Not when we worked there.
Well, on this thing, Pizza Hut said it was cold and needed to be heated up.
Yeah.
Heated up.
Some of their pizza, if you get the stuffed crust, it can feel a little doughy.
Mm.
Usually the pan pizzas aren't too bad. Most of the other food, like the wings and the breadsticks, are pretty good. But the stuffed crust is always hit and miss because sometimes we've had it and it was like kind of doughy I actually got sick after.
There are just people who don't know how to make a stuffed crust.
It has to be like heated and it has to be like golden. Like the crust has to be like a nice golden color. It can't be fucking.
And the crust has a consistency to it that's not like.
It shouldn't be like mushy. It should have like a crunch to it.
Yeah.
And then the cheese should be nice and moist.
Extra fucking cheese.
Oh, so moist.
Moist.
Number three.
So four. Big.
What's number three?
Number four first.
Number four is
Didn't we just do number four?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, what?
Four.
I'm looking
pizza.
At it wrong. I'm sorry. Four is pizza.
Dude, don't challenge me when it comes to numbers.
Don't challenge him
He's
at all.
He's fucking Megatron.
Number three
He's
is.
Fucking Yokotron.
Megatron.
Where's Megatron with our Coke?
Little throwback. Caesars.
Ooh. Okay.
Delivery not available. Order took six minutes to fulfill.
6 minutes.
That's
to get a pizza.
That's pretty good.
So you got to the counter, ordered it.
Six minutes later, you have a half a pepperoni pizza.
That's like a brick oven, like pizzeria. That like 1,200 degrees. That's like how they operate.
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing now is they're just making them and stacking them, and then they're just handing them out,
reheating them. Probably.
Here's a very interesting fact about Little Caesars. I used to be friends with a guy whose family, I guess. Franchised Little Caesars.
Yep.
And, Joey Caesar. I know him.
That guy.
Yeah. Cool. No,
he's actually Indian and
dead.
Yeah, he actually passed away a few years ago from liver failure.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. I've seen him pass out at the fucking memory lane one time.
I think he worked. I think he was. And I think he worked with Derek and almost got Derek fired from Pizza Hut.
Oh, at Shrewsbury.
But that's the rumor.
Yeah.
Oh, the little fat one?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's dead?
Yeah, he's gone.
Dude, why are you surprised?
I told you he was dead a while back. You said it wasn't him. You insisted it wasn't him. But anyway.
Regardless.
So anyway, I was friends with him in middle school and high school, and he would have to go with his parents to Little Caesars. They wouldn't let him stay home at home. They were very strict. If I wanted to hang out with him, I had to go to Little Caesars.
And bring beer.
We do not want you watching that MTV.
Well, when I knew him, his parents ran a Dunkin' Donuts.
It's possible. Think.
Yeah, they just interchange everything.
They ran
the
a card
diets.
Shop after the Little Caesars.
Weird.
So,
like a Hallmark card?
I think so. I don't know. But anyway.
But, I mean, I worked with
like
him.
Like rest
he
in
was,
peace.
He was doing and selling crack cocaine.
I believe it.
Out of Pizza Hut.
Yeah. If it was him, I believe it.
And he smelled horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
He was Indian. So
well, he looked
Mexican.
He looked Mexican.
Right? Now,
right? No, he never shaved his look.
And he was like,
Hindu stashes look like Mexicans.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man?
He talked like Beavis guy.
Dude, I'm so sorry you got fired, man.
Dude, I'm so sorry I died.
Do you have anything that's 10% alcohol?
You cannot sell crack cocaine here, D-Shot.
Boy, you just said his name.
No, I didn't.
And he hated this kid. He hated this kid, Andy.
He's
that
dead.
We were
going to sue us.
What, is his dad's going to sue me?
He's going to haunt you.
Good.
So anyway, I am convinced
he's going to dishaunt you.
Oh my god!
Dishaunt you.
Wow. So Steve wants to get sued while being unemployed.
My the whole point to my story here is that when we were like 13 years old in like 1992, he invented stuffed crust pizza, which did not later get invented until I believe 1995 by Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
He would we'd hang out in the back. I remember there was like a little TV and a Super Nintendo and a little like futon, and we would just chill back there. And he's like, "Yo, check out what I do with the pizza." And he would come back with a pizza, and he would show me the crust was like all like thick around. I'm like, "What the hell is wrong with the crust?"
Yeah.
And he would sprinkle the cheese into the crust.
Right, right.
And he invented stuffed crust.
Yeah, but
pizza.
The whole point was that was how he hid the crack cocaine from the cops when they raided the pizza place.
Yeah, you exactly. know
what? He folded the crust over, and they didn't know any better.
You know what else he invented? Actually, yeah. was a 2.3 fucking blood alcohol content in middle school.
2.3. Damn it, Andy.
Intoxicated while driving.
So yes, dude. Little Caesars, number three.
Yeah. He invented stuff for us.
Dish haunt you.
Rest in peace.
Number two, Sbarro's. Yes.
Which, dude, Sbarro's to me is fucking delicious. It's expensive, and
I never liked it.
Is it expensive?
Well, because you go in the mall, so a slice is like $2.50. But they're decent sized.
They are.
It is very good.
They have that nice consistency.
Always, and I've always just gotten pizza there. I never went and like had a Parmesan chicken dinner or something or meatball sub. I always liked it. So to me, they've never done me wrong.
Well, that deserves a number two.
Well, they're number two, baby.
What's the minutes on the cooking?
24 minutes, no delivery.
Yeah.
The hell?
It was hot. It was in a mall food court.
They ain't nowhere near the six fucking minutes.
Yeah, it's like boiling hot, and you eat it, and you're like, ah, and like your mouth is like, oh my God, you know?
Oh, you get the cheese on the roof of your mouth, and it's burnt. Oh,
it just won't come off.
Oh.
Then you get agitated.
In the roof
of
your mouth,
like
it comes
dog.
Cheese.
So, of course, I'm sure we can guess what number one was.
That's cheese, baby. Domino's.
What was
number
two?
One,
we skipped
baby.
Number two.
No, we didn't. We just did it.
We just did number two.
You're not paying attention.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Don't challenge Matt when it comes to numbers.
I know. All right. Sorry. Sorry, Chubb. Sorry, Chubby.
Especially scale numbers.
So, Domino's.
Yes.
23 minutes it took to deliver.
No longer Domino's Pizza,
right.
by the way.
Just Domino's.
Just Domino's.
Yes.
That's right.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they used to have the Noid? The Noid.
Yeah. Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid.
The Noid.
I want to see the Noid versus the what's his name?
The Dingle.
The Little Caesars guy.
Pizza. Probably Caesar. I would imagine.
I
right?
guess that's it.
Damn it, Noid.
Damn it, Andy.
Who could outsnort who?
Wow.
Oh my God.
Avoid the snort.
You don't want to tell you saw pants out of memory lane.
We did. We all saw
dude,
him.
Dude, I used to go
he actually
that.
Went from like the fist to cheek to forehead to bar. Like,
dude, that by the way, was one of the greatest bars I've ever been to in my life. Was the bar attached to the bowling alley at Memory Lane.
Sadly, three people we were hanging out with that day are all dead.
Yes, and by the way, that place got hit by Jewish lightning.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
What is that exactly?
That means you blow a place up in fucking flames because you need the insurance money.
Wow. Jewish lightning.
Not like grease lightning. Not quite the same.
Hebe lightning.
Oh.
It's a Hebe lightning. Everybody was Hebrew lightning.
Wow.
No, it's not the same.
No.
It's the same.
And the rabbis will cream for Jew lightning. Oh, Jew lightning. Oh, boy, hey, Jew lightning.
Wow. Yeshiva Bucca.
Shammai Israel.
Shammai Israel.
Hathra.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I agree with that list. Domino's is garbage, but it's consistent garbage. So it's definitely serves a purpose. Like, I would never be at home like, oh, you know, I'm really hungry. I want a good meal. Oh, let me order Domino's. You know, you order Domino's at 2:30 when you're drunk and or possibly high with your friends. And like, we need cheesy bread, dude. And we need like a fucking bacon and pepperoni pie, bro.
But I'm also not going to be like, man, I really want a sandwich. Let's go to Domino's.
First of all, you can't even like eat there. So like, you're just going to stand there.
Really, it's always just, like, it's in like a garage somewhere. Yeah.
It's just a storefront. You walk up and like there's a counter. You like walk into it when you open the door. The door doesn't even open all the way.
It's like when banged into the counter.
It's like when you go into the office of like a fucking auto body shop.
Yeah. It's definitely like a mob. It's like, there's some like transplanted mob guy in the witness protection program. And they're like, oh, running it.
One of the delivery guys like walks past you. Yeah. And you have to like step out of the way because they gotta like squeeze.
There's
by
like two man large, tables.
Can I get a large pie and a new carburetor?
Yeah. Can we get a pie and a new battery?
Yeah. So to me, Domino's never serves another purpose.
We got some
listeners.
Yeah, we got some feedback from B-Shaps.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's still alive?
No,
I thought he was near death because he was talking all suicidal this week. I was so happy.
Isn't he a Jew?
He's
always Jewish.
He's Mr. FML.
We don't want no Jews
listening.
He
is Mr. FML.
Yeah. I don't want no damn Jews listening.
What
to
does
this.
He want?
I don't know. He wants God to sacrifice him.
But I got the fucking...
Matt's got his one fucking G right now.
Is it on...
No, I have four full fucking bars.
For whatever Steve's around, for some reason, you can't get
I don't understand.
Is this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Let me see, because I got...
Okay, here we go. What is this about Jewish lightning and Domino's? I just popped in.
Yeah, it's a new topping.
Is it on the Aristocrats Twitter?
No, he just tweeted me.
Oh, on yours.
Because he don't like you guys.
Go Jew lightning.
No, that's all right.
Not only is he Jewish, he's a ginger Jew.
He is. We're going to get him back in and make fun of him.
By the way, speaking of ginger Jews... last weekend we did a tournament in Princeton.
It sounds delicious. Ginger juice.
Ginger juice.
It does kind of sound like a nice candy.
Yeah, ginger. It does. It's like a ginger candy. Ginger juice.
Ginger juice.
It's like a 70s candy that like your mom used to eat.
Like a chewy.
Oh, look, they have ginger juice.
You got to circumcise them before you eat them. That's all.
Yeah.
Ginger juice.
Like a fucking chewy cherry goulash.
Goulash.
What? I hate you.
Yeah, so they were doing, I don't know, maybe Steve is familiar with this. He knows a lot about the Jewish faith.
What?
Because he is Jewish.
They were having some kind of a gathering.
A bris.
You think it was?
No.
The gathering of the Hebrew.
They were just singing. It sounded like Klingon opera. And it
probably,
was
probably a wedding, actually.
It was all the males are in one room, and they're all singing and eating and drinking. They're doing whatever they do. Do they drink? Olé, olé. I don't know if they drink.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so they're all doing what they're doing. I smelled like seafood and shit. It was just disgusting.
It was gefilte fish.
It probably was.
Yeah, they gefilte fish.
Yeah, it was
fucking
awful. And then in the lobby area is all the women and all strollers.
They were in the lobby area.
The lobby area? Yeah.
With baby strollers?
Yeah, and they're all like looking at us, like all like, the gamers. Yeah. They're just like, and then one of them was like asking me all kinds of questions about what we do and stuff. She was very inquisitive.
Did you show her your joystick?
Well,
oh my God, what are you doing here?
No, she didn't sound like that.
I wish she did. They all actually looked Amish. They do. Yeah, most of them do.
Very Amish.
Except if Amish people didn't work and just counted money all day.
And there were so many gingers. Just so many of them. It was ridiculous.
What's wrong with ginger Jews?
I
don't know. They just seem to be an inordinate number of...
Yeah.
They're inordinate.
They're usually fat and redheaded, so...
Yeah. There was a few...
kind of like B-Shaps.
There was a few attractive Jewish females.
Yeah, I've definitely banged the wig off some of them.
The wig.
Because usually they're wearing wigs.
Do you know how many of those fucking girls walking through the mall just get all fucking hot?
Oh, I know.
When they walk past
the only thing
Christians?
Is that like, some of them are fucking, I don't know, like the super Orthodox ones like don't bathe regularly.
Really?
So they probably
they all look very clean.
Oh. They probably smell like the co-op down in Belford.
But all these women look very, very clean. They all have
long
skirts.
Like my former employer that fired me, we used to get a lot of them from Brooklyn and they...
Brooklyn Zoo?
Some of them were actually pretty hot. I gotta admit. You know, garage kept. You know,
I gotta admit,
ton of fucking money. So their pussy probably smells real good.
But I think the one who the one guy who was leading like the whole charge, he was asking questions.
The head bagel.
How much people win and stuff.
The head bagel.
By real good, you mean my saliva.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I noticed at the very end of the tournament, because that was the night before, and they were all doing it because it can't be. What time can't they be out?
No, it's from sundown Friday to like. Sundown Saturday.
Okay, so that's So then Saturday after sundown.
Oh, Saturday night they're partying up, man. They're fucking drinking and shooting
and they
up
were
and shit.
They were much louder than us, and we had a megaphone
dropping e bombs and shit.
Wow. Yarmulke shots
and so
dropping suicide bombs.
I noticed the one guy came back in at the end and was watching like the grand finals with everybody.
Did he try to pay you off?
He was the benefactor. The, hey, Bernie, the Bernie factor.
You got a pretty good thing here, you know. Maybe I throw you some money and hey, you know.
Yeah.
There should be a code for like Uncle Adolf hidden character.
What?
What?
First off,
I don't know.
It's Adolf.
First of all, it's Adolf, by the way, dickhead.
What, who the fuck cares about that fag?
Apparently no one, because everybody in the history of TV and movies and music says Adolf. Yeah. Everyone.
It's this fucking American thing.
Nobody knows. You pronounce Bob Marley's name right, don't
you? Yeah, exactly.
You don't call him fucking Bib Marley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, fuck you.
Oh, it's not Bib Marley?
Fuck you,
I've been
fucking
saying it wrong all this time.
Anyway,
Merle. Fuck Hitler. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, right. Bob Marley.
All right, let's move on. Next story.
Well, now we're starting to talk about Hitler.
Buffalo soldier. Juggalo soldier.
Hitler hated pizza.
Juggalo soldier.
Yeah. I pull out my dick.
I want some buffalo sauce.
I was thinking about the ginger juice candy thing, and it's not my bit. It's from the comedian Dana Gould. And he said when he was a kid, he had these little candies. They were like coconut mounds covered in chocolate. And said they were just these like lumps. And his grandmother used to give it to the kids. And his grandmother, obviously very old, she called them nigger tits.
Well, what?
That's what they called them. So when he was a kid, he had these candies, called them nigger tits. So when he got older.
It's not even funny.
Well, that's just what they call them. Like, it wasn't supposed to, like, ha ha, funny, huh? It was like, hey, you kids want some nigger tits? Here
yeah, you remember going up in my house, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Christ. And the kids were just, you know, they didn't know any better. They're also in Boston. So, you know, and finally, after a while, his mother said she got very uncomfortable with the language used, so they couldn't call them nigger tits anymore. They had to call them nigger toes.
They called them, they called them unemployed tits.
Wow.
Chronically unemployed tits.
Those would be Steve tits.
They called them rioting for no reason tits.
Wow. Ferguson balls.
Voting for Obama tits.
They called them 96% voted for Obama.
Baltimore tits. O's.
Wasn't I the one that was just saying before how we shouldn't say that word?
I didn't say it at all.
And I'm the only one that said it.
But you were also like paraphrasing another comedian.
That's
so
true.
I was, yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And you won't get in trouble anyway because only conservatives get in trouble for paraphrasing other people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Derek is...
He's a closet conservative.
he is like John Lennon's brother.
Brother!
Brother! Jay Len. I'm still Jay Len from the block.
I used to have a little and then I got shot.
I used to walk down the block, then I got shot.
Rocky Raccoon, then I got shot.
I lived in the Dakota, and then I got shot.
Yeah.
Dude.
Long live... Was
married a fat
Mark
China
David
girl,
Chapman?
Then I
Mark
got shot.
Mark David Chapman. He's, like, up for parole, I believe.
He is.
Every fucking 4 years, he is.
And
just let him out. I mean, he did everybody a service.
Every 4 years? What?
he did us a favor.
You know,
let
he's
out.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to take another four. Why would it be every four? Like, why wouldn't you be up for parole, and then you can say whether or not you want to take it? And then at
yeah,
any
but it's
time,
not it's not his choice if he gets out. So he's up for it, and they
oh, and then they say no.
Yeah, like the
yeah,
like
and then
Lenin,
he has to reappeal, okay. In another like
and like Lenin's family can show up or the
okay.
Prosecutor.
No,
can,
no,
yeah, Yoko's
don't let that monster out.
Yoko's dead.
No, she's not.
She's
no.
Dead.
She should be dead.
She died.
She died like 2 months ago.
She's yeah, flat right. Alive, and so is his gay son.
Whoa!
Actually, has two gay sons, right?
Two of them,
Sean and Julian.
How do you
right?
Have more than one?
He's got two sons. Anyway. They're full on alive, and I'm sure they show up and, you know.
I hate them all.
Anyway.
We're really upsetting Derek, by the way.
Let's move on.
I'm crying over here.
He looks very upset.
Teacher loses nearly 60 pounds eating only what?
Chips.
Did you say chips?
Yeah.
Steve?
French fries.
French fries. Matt?
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflowers. Don't think you can live on just sunflower
Why
seeds.
Why not?
All right, can I get serious, guys, now?
They got protein and oils and shit in them.
Come.
You
no,
are
no,
dirty.
I want to be serious now.
Let's be serious.
We can live on that.
No, I want to be serious. Grass blades.
Ferguson.
What?
No, no. I want to be... No. Liberal Jew media.
I know a lot of people that live solely on that, okay?
On it.
I can name a few of them if you want.
DNA strands.
It's a question we've all wondered about, astronaut but never ice actually cream. Had the guts to test it.
Is it possible for a person to become better off eating nothing but McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 90 days?
You heard correctly. 3 months of McDonald's three times a day. That's exactly what John Cisna, an Iowa biology teacher, did with the help of three of his students. But don't be fooled, because he wasn't eating Big Macs all day. Instead, he followed the recommended nutritional guidelines set by the FDA. He didn't exceed more than 2,000 calories a day. He also walked for 45 minutes a day. Mm. But this was his typical menu. For breakfast, two egg white delights, a bowl of oatmeal, 1% milk. Lunch, it was either a Southwest or bacon ranch salad with fruit parfait and apple slices. Surprisingly, though, Cisna indulged in an extra value meal for dinner with all the fixins.
Ooh. Hard as it is all to believe, the I had French we'll fries almost every day of this experiment.
And the results were astonishing.
After 90 days, I lost 37 pounds. My cholesterol went from 249 to 170.
But the experiment didn't stop there, because Cisna decided to continue the diet. And now, another 3 months later,
so
he's lost nearly 60 pounds.
He needs a colostomy bag.
Since grabbing nationwide headlines, he's become an ambassador for McDonald's.
We realize that all the instruments we use
John
to measure him were wrong.
John is an official brand ambassador for McDonald's and travels the country
he'd
sharing his story
47
about the importance
pounds.
Of choice and balance. But
his
the fast food giant also says Cisna is not a McDonald's employee, but is paid for his appearances.
Well, I'll tell you what.
All right.
I'll tell you what. They're going to find out this guy's got stomach cancer.
I'm going to break this down real quick. Basically, he didn't eat McDonald's.
Yeah. He didn't eat Matt's McDonald's. Matt would be
if you're going to choose
two sausage McMuffins a day.
Exactly.
For breakfast. Lunch would
be what?
What's a chicken sandwich with a 20 piece. Okay. Then dinner would be.
What am I topping it off with for dinner?
Then the fucking dinner would be the Big Mac with two cheeseburgers, milkshake, and fries.
Or a double quarter pounder.
Okay.
And a McChicken sandwich and a milkshake.
So that guy ain't really. He's fake. He's a wankster. He's a McDonald's wankster.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not eating the real menu.
He's a fraud.
He's eating that pussy bullshit.
Exactly.
They came
Why
up
would
with.
You go to McDonald's? Like,
for
is
oatmeal.
There is there some kind of like
again?
Mental,
like this, you don't say I want a sandwich to go to Domino's. You don't say like God, I want a salad. Let's go
I want apple slices. I need McDonald's in my life.
Is there some kind of like? Is there some kind of satisfaction that you're going into McDonald's and ordering that food to say like, oh yeah, I need McDonald's so badly that I just have to order anything?
It was just so he could have this news story that only six people would care about,
exactly.
Four of them being us.
Yeah, well, maybe three.
And his wife didn't even care.
And B-Chaps is now ordering oatmeal.
You guys open? Can I get like a breakfast menu or something?
But you're not like Jews here?
You got like a rabbi in the back blessing the stuff?
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Has the rabbinical magistrate delivered a verdict?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we saw the Morgan Spurlock thing, and he, like, vomited after, like, a week.
Well,
that guy's a loser.
That's because all they had at that time
the burgers, the sandwiches.
Burgers and sandwiches and stuff.
I don't think they had wraps yet.
Well, no, I think the point for him was to eat the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I actually went there the other night, and I had the three-piece strips. They're actually pretty good.
Are they? The last time they had them.
Yeah, they're not
They got to be hot. Well, it was, like, dinner time, so that's the only time you can go. You can't go to McDonald's at fucking, like, 2:30 because it's not like lunch is over, and you can't go at, like, 9 o'clock. You got to go, like, the peak times when all the food is fresh. Yeah. I mean, I worked in fast food for a long time. They don't make everything constantly. Mm-hmm. It gets made and it sits.
Or you got to go really late at night when they don't have anything made, and you might have to wait.
And then they're
going to
spit in it because they don't want to be bothered because they're trying to close the grill, and you're there ordering fucking six burgers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had them. They were fucking piping hot. Mm-hmm. They were actually really good. I have to admit.
Piping hot.
Yeah, they were really
the last time they were the selects, they used to call them.
Yeah. And then the mozzarella sticks we got, they were fucking disgusting.
Horrible.
Tasted like glue.
They really were
really
bad.
Disappointing.
Yeah, they're bad.
The best fast food mozzarella sticks are still White Castle.
White Castle, yeah.
Sonic's
Sonic
are pretty
is
good.
A close
Applebee's
second.
Applebee's is good if we want to go that fast food restaurant
it's
route.
It's not fast food.
It's fast food.
No, it's
to
not.
To me, it's still
not
the same
fast
thing.
Food.
I don't know. My
I can order them and have
fast.
Them in 6 minutes. That's fast food.
No, it's not fast food.
Why
it
isn't
is
it?
It is a chain.
It's made
restaurant.
The same way, though. I'm talking about the food itself is made the same way.
Not really.
It's a mozzarella stick dropped in a fryer. It's the same thing.
Mozzarella stick from Applebee's is not the same thing as a mozzarella stick from McDonald's.
What is it, fucking from Moses' Desert, so it's holy
it's
or something?
No, because like it's White Castle gets them pre-cooked. They just microwave them.
Yeah, probably. Anyway. It's not, though. We went over this a long time
White
ago.
White Castle just orders them from Applebee's, and then they microwave.
Someone else on the show disagreed with me, and we looked it up, and I was right.
I know technically it's not fast food.
Dude,
like,
don't challenge Matt when it comes to numbers.
Don't challenge the food.
I'm talking about just the food itself, that particular product. I'm not talking about everything. That particular product is the exact same thing.
It's
Steve,
not. Listen. If
it's
we,
really
the
not.
Difference. Listen, Steve.
What's the difference?
Listen, I'll tell you the difference. If Egon Spengler and Slimer had a kid, it'd be Matt.
Egon and Slimer.
I don't even know. Wow, you just derailed me with that one.
I got
nothing
about
on that,
that joke. I don't know, Davey.
Hold my mic with the show.
Like Mr. Kennedy?
Mr. Kennedy, mozzarella sticks made the same way.
Mr. Mozzarella sticks.
Wow.
Actually, Friendly's had some of the best fucking fried food I ever had.
R.I.P.
And that was
it's gone, right? Both of them,
fucking yeah. All gone.
So wait, is
the whole chain is done? I think
it's done. History?
No, there's still some, but very,
gonna,
very few.
They're gonna go.
But there's like a dozen left.
I loved Friendly's mozzarella steaks, and then they went to the mozzarella like thumb tips.
Ugh,
yeah,
it just wasn't the same.
No, terrible.
But so wait, who's gonna be running the half gallon ice cream plant?
What's that?
They probably still sell the Friendly's ice cream in supermarkets.
Yeah, I guess they're doing the...
They have a lot of it, actually. I was in ShopRite the other day. They had like a whole freezer top to bottom of just Friendly's ice cream tubs.
That's what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make better money.
And we're going to focus on retail. Frozen retail.
And I've said it before. I'll say it again because I can never fucking stress enough that it's the grossest bathroom I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my God.
Was Friendly's of Middletown, New Jersey.
It smelled like
that
shit.
That bathroom, you could cure fucking AIDS with what the wall, you know, was covered in. It was so... It smelled like piss from 5 feet away.
You have not been... to the library in New York City on Avenue A.
Well, I've been at Penn Station. Whoa. That's more than enough.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Really?
There was a Cracker Barrel on the way back from D.C.
I love Cracker Barrel.
And I couldn't shit in their bathroom.
Get the fuck
out of
here.
Couldn't shit in their bathroom. I looked and I was just like,
You're actually, a liar. You're a liar.
Actually, you know what? That bathroom was clean, but when you walked in, it said, oh no. And just fucking threw up all the shit.
The floor was.
It soiled itself.
Like,
this bathroom doesn't deserve my shit.
The floor was covered in piss. Covered.
So what's the problem?
In piss.
You're not sitting on the floor.
The toilet.
So it was Junction Park.
Pretty much. The toilet.
One of the worst I was at was Hiawatha.
It could get bad there sometimes.
That was
bad.
It's gotten a little better.
At least in Hiawatha,
there was a fucking
ladder
in there with no ceiling tiles.
I wondered, who's coming in, climbing in and out of the ceiling while you're shitting?
There was no ceiling tiles, and there was a ladder.
And it's not even like you had to sneak in or out.
Stairway to heaven.
Nobody went in there.
Huh. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Oh, I did.
Shitting.
Yeah. So wait, why couldn't you shit on the floor covered in piss?
Because you didn't want to.
No, I'm not done. There's, I mean, the toilet was like
obviously the piss
begging
was on the floor,
for help.
Not on the toilet.
There it was, said it, SOS
I'm
on
gonna,
it.
I'm gonna say
call the police.
It looked like you know somebody will make an exaggeration, like it looks like it hasn't been cleaned in a week. It looked like it hadn't been cleaned in 3 or 4 days. Wow. It was so disgusting, and it was like
what city or town was this?
It was probably
Ferguson.
It was probably Maryland.
It's in the bag. Well, there you go. It's. I'm not even gonna say.
If Delaware at the best.
Oh, that's
I hate it when you're in a bathroom and it's disgusting, and then as you're leaving, feeling grosser than when you walked in, you see like the little sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, this bathroom is inspected every 30 minutes.
Sure it has.
Like, what did you do?
No, didn't happen.
Yup, it's still gross. Check.
Oh, speaking of all this, and especially. Considering the frequency with which I shit and Derek used to shit.
Wow.
Some guy made an app, and now he's making like millions of dollars for locating restrooms. Why didn't we come up with this?
Oh, it's genius.
Charmin had that a while ago.
Well, it's back. And this guy made it, and it's better than ever. And it like to give like the restrooms like ratings. And
yeah, it had a Charmin and had it where it was a rating system.
Yeah,
and you can upload pictures.
Yeah. Oh.
Of the restroom.
It's when
if need
be,
not of your dumps.
How do they maintain? Gas station bathrooms always have a reputation. When you worked at that particular gas station, how was the bathroom there?
It was good.
Yeah, we worked
at the Gulf.
You remember we worked at Craig's?
Yeah,
he that was like his number one fucking priority.
Make sure
every night that thing got cleaned.
If
we cleaned it, we swept it, and we just kind of tight.
I mean, it was beat,
and a cleaner came
the
in.
The toilet seat was like scuffed up, and so when you sat down, it like scratched your ass.
You think gas station bathroom? You think like filthy, stank. Like, that was one of the cleanest bathrooms I ever went to.
Craig's
in my
bathroom.
Life.
It was so weird because it was like. It was still a gas station bathroom, but there would be like a flower.
Yeah, no, it's and it smelled like strongly of like deodorant. Although one time I gotta admit, I was working, and this really hot girl pulled up and went there. And shit, and it
she tore the place up.
That was, oh my god, it smelled so bad.
You can smell in the office.
I was like a breakfast burrito dump.
I was like, dude, because up until that point in my life, and I still do believe that girls don't shit. So she kind of ruined that for me. It was kind of like find out Santa wasn't real when I was 35.
But yet, aroused him.
when I lost my job and found out Santa wasn't real, that was like a double shot.
Damn. Santa's not real. Girls do shit. And you don't have a job.
And you're fired. you're fired. You're fired.
Now that you know the girl shits to you, would you let
actually,
a girl shit on
see,
you?
Actually, the guy, when they were scoring me out, told me that in the lot. I was like, oh, man, you know, this sucks. And he's like, hey, guess what? I'm like, what? You're going to rehire me? He goes, no, girl shit. I'm like, what? Oh, come on.
Let me tell you something while your friend's car's not starting.
As I open the door, he goes, guess what? Santa ain't real either. Get the fuck out of here. Gone.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Bishop says there's a Friendly's by him. About 2 minutes from here.
And it's closed.
No, it's still open, he says.
It's actually called Heebly's.
It's only open to the chosen people. It's only open to the chosen people.
Rablies.
Rablies.
Oh, man. And
instead of the little ice cream with the bat with the wings, there's a fucking dirty beard they throw on.
What?
They just throw a filthy beard and head fucking yarmulke on your...
The F and the apostrophe have fucking Jew curls hanging off them.
Whoa.
One of the greatest menu items at Friendly's.
Come for the brisk, stay for the Sundays.
Wow.
Was the kicking buffalo chicken strips.
Dude, yes. their food was good. Like, some of it was...
Yeah, there's still a lot of
hot
them.
Dogs were good.
Their burgers, amazing.
Never had one.
Oh, my God. So,
I always got the turkey melt.
The burgers.
Matt's reliving the moment, okay? He's like in a fucking hypnosis.
And I had a burger from someplace, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, because I haven't been to Friendly's in a long time. And I couldn't remember until just now what the burger was like. It was like a Friendly's burger. There's something about how like the patties were really juicy, really good.
They always look good. I just never had
them. Yeah, to be honest, I am surprised they went out, especially in this area. Cause
Steve. He literally ordered like a kid. He'd be like, I want the hot dog with the french fries. And I want
their
my
hot dogs were so good.
Mint gremlin fucking cone.
No, they were gremlin. So good. They were good, and you know, their chicken was good. I would get the fingers. Yeah. They were really good.
So Steve is a chicken guy. He's not really a burger person.
Not eating out. I'd like to cook my own burger, which I do on occasion.
I don't think I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah, well, I do it at home sometimes.
Yeah, right.
I'll send you, I'll send you a Twitter next time.
But like, you go to McDonald's with somebody, and like 99% of the time, they're going to order a burger.
Nah. I like
the chicken. Steve's always will order chicken nuggets like or chicken sandwich at best.
Because I really go for the fries, but if I want a little more,
Sunday, actually.
I used to get burgers and shit and maybe a chicken
and
sandwich.
And Wendy's, he gets the nuggets and like a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, the chicken sandwich is good. And then when we went there last time on the fucking, Vicodin fucking addicted bitch at the fucking counter.
Steve would go to Wendy's. Steve goes to Wendy's and gets an extra small Coke and an extra large fucking Frosty.
All right.
Yeah, so that coked up bitch was there late at night.
No, it wasn't Coke. It was pills.
Well, one or the other.
No, it was pills. Believe me, I know.
What, at Wendy's?
Yeah.
You want the dark hair, shorter one?
No, she's like strawberry blonde, like older. Like, I don't know. Harsh features, definitely from like the Berg.
Harsh
definitely
features.
From the Berg.
Definitely from the Berg. And just
they
she
don't
was
have
like,
jobs in the Berg.
She was like nice, right? And I could tell something was like a little off with her, right? So I ordered first. And I get my meal, and I was going to get, like, a you know, whatever, and I was like, let me just get, like, nuggets and fries, because she's going to fuck this up, okay? So I get my food, and I go, and I
don't
sit down.
Don't fuck this up, you little asshole.
Matt orders, and he tells me she fell over.
She fell. She fell on her hands and knees.
What? She fell over.
What?
She fell on her hands and knees behind the counter.
What, did she go to press, like, the enter button on the keyboard and just fell?
She so turned around.
Filled up.
She turned 90 degrees to go start walking. And she fell on her hands and knees in slow motion. All right,
so tell me that there was water.
She fell like Mr. Fuji.
Like Mr. Fuji. And she's like, oh, She's like, good thing that wasn't too serious or something like that. I was just like,
please tell me she slipped on water or ice.
No.
Please tell me she slept on chili.
She fell because she couldn't stand up.
Please tell me she slipped in French fries.
She fell because she was high on Vicodin.
Please tell me there was pickles on the ground.
She did like 3 Xanny bars and couldn't deal with it.
She fell because she was high.
Well, that's disgusting.
Matt just shut you down.
And no, she did. And everybody in the back was just like staring at her like, oh my God.
It was all Mexicans like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The red one has fallen.
The red one has fallen. Kick her while she's down.
Oh, it's our time to take over.
Rehab.
Yeah. So.
Rojo.
And then the other night, I was picking up food from myself and my dog. Because my dog likes to eat herself.
He's the only guy I know that eats. Bacon. His dog eats better than I have most of my life.
I'm picking up Wendy's for me and my dog.
Let me tell you, wow. Nights of mine, I've eaten pizza muffins, which is a sad little English muffin with a blop of cheese and a blop of tomato sauce.
That is exactly what it is.
And that's all I ate.
Oh, but it's actually delicious.
No, it's not. I will never eat another one as long as I live. And his dog, he's like burgers and
my
shit.
My dog loves her a junior bacon cheeseburger.
Loves her
She does. She does.
That's terrible.
No, it's not. No, it's
gonna
actually really
die.
Good.
Her name's Mama
Cass.
It's
gonna have like an impacted colon.
Her name's Mama Cass.
Dude, that thing's gonna have a fucking Derek bag.
The vet says that she's as healthy as she could possibly be.
For a dog that eats Wendy's. Which is not very healthy. Yep. You might want to give her some fucking.
So Matt, what are you feeding the dog? Purina? What is it? Wendy's.
Oh, you feed her that blue buffalo, that nice. No, she gets the JBC.
No, she, gets she gets blue cheese and buffalo sauce.
You want my dog's diet? My dog eats a can of wet food. She eats a cup of dry food.
She might eat a rabbit.
She has like a treat. She might eat a rabbit. Once a week. Yeah, maybe we think something's in the yard right now because she hasn't been looking at us.
She will like rip apart a rabbit or something in the yard.
And then she'll come inside. And she'll like,
oh my God.
She won't look at us.
Shut up. Break. We need a break.
Shut up.
You're kidding.
Whoa. That's fucking bad
Wowzers.
News.
You're kidding.
It's in the bag.
It smells like shit.
You know,
and I hate mad agents.
It smells like my bag.
I got talking about your bag. I gotta admit,
for it's out of the a bag. Good hot week or two, I was actually envying the fact that you didn't have to dump no more.
Everybody should
until I see the actual process you go through.
It's not that bad.
Well, you're saline and your fucking Band-Aids.
Until you go to do like jumping jacks and push-ups, you realize you got a
saline
bag.
Saline and Band-Aids?
Yeah.
Derek's jumping jack splash.
You know, to clean the nipple.
Squish.
To clean out the purge in the belly button hole.
Yeah. Think about that. Think about going to the gym. Be like, all right, here, I'm going to do a jump jack. 1 and squish and 2 and squish and 3. Like,
gross and gross.
2 in port and 3 in port.
Break.
Oh, it stinks.
After these messages, the sing of the day. Derek will pour.
Actually, that's
poorhouse.
That's it.
Poorhouse. The poorhouse.
Cool.
That was a nice show back.
See ya.
Poorhouse.
Yep.
Don't worry. We'll fuck up the next one.
Poorhouse.
Aristocratsradio.com to download all the shows, old shows, new shows. 10 years we've been doing this.
I've been
putting up the, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Best ofs, Aristo bits.
Little
highlights. Chunks. Little highlights over the past 10
Low
years.
Low lights,
yeah. I got 3 of them up so far. We'll be doing more, including phone calls from Hulk Hogan.
Including Les.
George TK.
Including Les from Steve.
William Shatner.
He actually called in?
Yeah, and he sang a song.
For us?
For me, for my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very cool. So they'll be up probably later on the week.
You would have rather have been from, like, Yoda, though.
This is true.
Or, like, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. All right, we will see you on... When do we do the next show? Thursdays?
10 minutes.
Thursdays.
I forgot already.
Matt, are you excited for new Star Wars?
No.
Wow.
B-Chaps, you can keep listening.
Are you excited for the new Terminator?
I was. And I think I'm just going to see it for Arnold.